You know, I don't know how to classify them. I mean, they're talented football players. They got great size, and I would describe them as power rushers. They do a tremendous job of displacing. You gotta anchor down, and I mean, not that they don't have moves and speed, what have you, but they really do an outstanding job of moving you back and collapsing the pocket. And obviously, they've gotten to the quarterback.
So, have you come up with the magic solution for this weekend?
We're working at it, and it's a continual process. You're tweaking here, tweaking there, and hope that you get some things that were not performed at a high enough level corrected, and you look forward, we all are, to playing better this week than we did last week.
I mean, when you look at it, is it just one thing here, one thing there, or is it something where you're just sitting there going, what's going on?
You know what? It is a couple of things that we need to do better. There's no question about it, I think it's, we've had chances. You know, we caught them a couple times in what we call quarters coverage last week, and we got two interference calls but didn't complete it, which should have been huge plays for them. I mean, they were still 50-yard movements, but they were potential touchdowns, and we missed two of them. So, and a couple of middle reads, we had, guys that should have been, clearing out, and they were settling down and was interfering with the other guy coming in. And so it was a combination of a lot of different things. One play it was this, one play it was that. But there's things that, hopefully we can get corrected that shouldn't have happened. But when you have chances, for big plays, and we were fortunate enough to have those chances last week, you got to make them.
How much of a curveball would it be to not play with Chris Snead this week?
Well, he's such an integral part of what we do. Obviously, you lose him. You lose a good football player, but you also lose a very intelligent football player, a guy who's been an anchor for the, for the group. I mean, he's his strength, mentally and emotionally, he's one of those guys that you depend on when things aren't going well, that he's just so stable and so determined and so mentally tough that everybody kind of looks to him as an example. So that's a big loss when you lose a guy of that quality.
Kevin, it feels like it's been a while since the offense struggled until these recent, last couple weeks. It seems like consistently. You guys
it has been a long while.
Right. So is this jarring to you, or what do you kind of look at?
Yeah,
how do you go
that's
back
a good word. It is. It's very, very, wasn't something we expected to have happened. We certainly appreciated the ability level of the two defenses we played, but, I think we thought we would perform, we expected to perform a lot better than we did. So was it jarring? Yeah, it was. There's no question about it. And I think we had some opportunities, last week where, we thought were there and we weren't quite skilled enough to take advantage of them. So, again, the good thing is we got guys that are continuing to work hard. They're very, very proud, and they're used to being successful. So they're responding the right way, and we expect to, come out and play well this week.
Kevin, in all your years of experience, how often do you see really good quarterbacks go into a slump? Do you believe in slumps, and how have you worked guys out of them?
You certainly don't see a guy, very rarely, every game is at a certain level. Everybody dips a little bit here or there. Usually what you do to help resolve it is you go back to the things that are your core, your base. This is what we know we can hang our hat on. We know everybody knows it well. We should eliminate any of those mistakes that were made doing some of the things that maybe you designed specifically to beat a particular opponent. So, which is why we've been usually in the past so proficient in 2 minutes. It's your base offense, and that's where we've always relied on. So that's an easy solution, and then you just make sure that all the things that you always focus on, you make sure that you haven't overlooked anything, fundamentals, technique, or what have you. And then I know this doesn't – it's not the exciting answer, but, everybody's got to play well for him to play well. The line's got to protect well. The receiver's got to get open, and then it's a combination. Now, he gets – way too much credit when things go well. He gets way too much blame when things don't go well because that position only performs as well as the guys around him. So it's not just him. Trust me, it's all of us. We all got to do a better job, and of course it falls on my shoulders to make sure we get those guys in position that we're asking them to do things that they can be successful at. And that's where obviously what we're scrutinizing very carefully to make sure that the things that we're doing, we're not asking guys to do something that they're either mentally or physically incapable of doing.
Yeah.